One imagines it'd be fun as governor to give a big speech like the annual budget address if the state's bank account was flush. Before the Great Recession, Illinois governors could use the budget address to proclaim how they were going to spread the wealth, to introduce new programs, to please key constituencies, to announce that more money would flow to schools. There was even some of that after the national economy started to spiral. That's not the sort of budget Quinn's expected to propose.
If you are suggesting that we didn't go through great agony thinking about the pain that is going to be experienced in school district after school district, that is not the case. This is extremely painful presentation that we're making.
That's the governor's budget director, Jerry Sturmer, as he briefed State House reporters about the budget. Education used to be sacred. No politician wants to cut money going to schools, but that's what Quinn's proposing. Sturmer says state spending on teacher pensions is set to increase by $842 million in the coming fiscal year.
These skyrocketing pension costs lead to reductions in K through 12, nearly $400 million lower than the previous year.
Overall, Illinois' pension payments are set to rise by $1 billion next year, eating up all of the state's projected revenue growth and then some. Even back in those halcyon days when the economy was booming, lawmakers skipped paying the government's share into workers' pension funds, leaving the state with an unfunded liability nearing $100 billion. Sturmer and Quinn's other top aides, Press Secretary Brooke Anderson and Chief of Staff Jack Lavin, hammered the point. It's the ramped-up pension payments that are forcing Quinn to cut state funding to education and other areas.
It is the direct product of inaction on pension reform.
This budget is a direct result of the inaction on stabilizing pensions.
A direct result of not having action on stabilizing our public sector pension programs.
Without that resolved, Quinn's aides say he won't introduce any new programs. Still, they didn't give much in the way of specifics about what exactly will be cut and by how much. Some of those decisions they're leaving in the laps of legislators, but Quinn's staff did outline some particulars. They say the governor will continue the effort he first unveiled at last year's budget address to close prisons and state facilities like the Murray Developmental Center in Centralia. But unlike last year, they say he's not recommending any new facility closures. They also say the governor is not expecting any mass layoffs, maybe one or two here and there, and they say the governor wants to maintain funding for early childhood learning programs and so-called MAP grants that help low-income students pay college tuition. Lavin, Anderson, and Sturmer characterized it as
an honest budget that is based on actual costs and continues to eliminate gimmicks.
It's balanced, honest, and very difficult.
It's balanced, it's honest, and it's extremely difficult.
Quinn's $62.4 billion budget relies on a 2011 law he signed that raised income taxes by 67%. But that hike is scheduled to expire in 2015. What to do about that's already a focus for politicians looking to challenge Quinn for the governor's seat in next year's election. But Quinn's staff brushed aside tax hike questions, saying they're focused on this next new budget. A budget, they repeated, that does not propose any new tax increases or hikes in fees. That won't stop lawmakers from continuing to look for ways to bring in more money through everything from new casinos to money brought in from fracking for natural gas to a potential tax on satellite TV providers. And Quinn may introduce a few ways of his own. His team hinted today he'll suggest ways Illinois can bring in money to pay down a backlog of nearly $9 billion in unpaid bills. It's likely that will include closing so-called tax loopholes, which is another way of saying ending tax breaks. Quinn will have legislators' attention today when he presents his budget plan, but after that, there's no telling what they'll do with it. When a reporter asked Quinn's aides, Brooke Anderson and Jack Lavin, if the governor's confident legislators will want to play ball with his plan, they could only say,
well, we'll see.
But isn't that our democracy? The governor proposes a budget and the General Assembly appropriates a budget.
Already, the House has set a spending cap that's $500 million less than the governor's proposing to spend. I'm Amanda Vinicky.